We're talking with Peter Brown, Assistant Director of the Quinnipiac University Polling Institute. And Mr. Brown, we understand that you've just completed a poll for likely candidates for the 2016 presidential election. We understand you found out, first of all, that as a candidate, Hillary Clinton pretty much blew away the competition, but we understand that our governor, Martin O'Malley, also showed up in the poll.
Well, he showed up but didn't do very well. But that's not surprising. He's not very well known outside the Chesapeake region. The poll was of potential candidates in 2016. Mr. O'Malley is one of those who has been speculated as a potential candidate. But everybody on the Democratic Party is waiting for Hillary Clinton to decide whether she's going to run or not. If she runs, the poll found that roughly 2 out of 3 Democrats would vote for her. And other than Vice President Joe Biden, no one got into double digits. And Mr. O'Malley is barely above the asterisk level. But he's not the only one in that situation. Mrs. Clinton is obviously very well known and very well thought of by Democratic voters.
Well, I understand when you took her out of the mix, the numbers did change. Did that change things significantly?
Well, what they did is they then gave Vice President Biden a huge lead over the rest of the field. O'Malley went to, I believe, 2%. So at this stage, you know, it is Mrs. Clinton's nomination to lose if she wants it or not. And if she should not run, obviously Vice President Biden would have a pretty big advantage. After that, there are a lot of candidates who are, you know, well-known in their own regions but not very well-known around the country. But it is the one thing worth remembering is that at this point in 2005, which is the same point of the presidential cycle that we are today, nobody ever heard of this guy from Illinois named Barack Obama. So that, you know, obviously Mrs. Clinton's ahead, and she was ahead in 2005 too. But, you know, politics is a business in which a few months is forever and a few years is just more than forever.
We understand that you also checked on opinions about immigration reform, and there may have been some shift in the numbers lately, correct?
Well, it's hard to know. In our comparison, what we found is slightly more than half of voters say they would favor some kind of immigration reform program that had a path to citizenship for people who are here illegally. We did ask people if the Boston bombing incident had changed their views about allowing citizenship for illegal immigrants, and roughly 1 in 5 voters said it had.
All right, Peter Brown, Assistant Director at the Quinnipiac University Polling Institute, we thank you for joining us today on WBAL.
My pleasure. Have a good day.